Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very common misconception which is found regarding Islam and its political directives is the notion of our jurists that it is essential that the ruler of the Muslims should always belong to the tribe of Quraysh. They think that the ruler of the Muslims must always be selected or elected from the tribe of Quraysh. And for this, they bring a narrative of the Prophet which says, Al-A'immatu min Quraysh, which says, the meaning of which is, that the leaders or the rulers shall belong to the Quraysh. So on the basis of this narrative, it is understood that always a Muslim ruler should belong to the Quraysh. Now, this is an erroneous inference. And if we try to interpret this narrative in the light of the Quran, an entirely different picture emerges. The Quran says, Amruhum shura bainahum, which means that the system of consultation of the Muslims, the system of government of the Muslims shall be based on their consultation. They shall be consulted. Which in other words means that the majority opinion shall always prevail. For example, in the election of the representatives of the state, of the ruler himself, or in passing a law, always and always the majority shall be held into account and the majority opinion shall be taken into account. Now, this in other words means that the ruler should always enjoy the confidence of the majority. A ruler who does not enjoy the confidence of the majority, he shall not be elected. Now, in the times of the Prophet, we know that the Quraysh held this position. It was the Quraysh who held the confidence of the majority. So, sensing that any untoward situation might arise in his own after him, right after he passes away, the Prophet he actually explained or he applied this Quranic verse to his own times, and he said that Al-A'immatu min Quraysh, the rulers after him shall belong to the Quraysh, which meant that since the Quraysh held the opinion, the majority confidence in those times, therefore the rulers shall be elected from the tribe of Quraysh. So in other words, what the Prophet said, or what the Prophet prophetic tradition says is nothing but an explanation or an application of the Quranic directive of Amruhum Shura Bainahum. The Prophet thought that after him, things might become tense and minority groups might lay a claim to the Khilafat or the rulership of the Muslims. So sensing that something of this sort might happen, he declared that Al-A'immatu min Quraysh. And of course, as I said, that this meant that since the Quraysh enjoyed the majority confidence, since they enjoyed the support of the majority, so therefore the rulers should be elected from them. This of course meant that as long as the Quraysh would remain in majority, the rulers would be elected from among them. And once they lose this majority support, of course then whoever enjoys the majority support would be from that group, the ruler should be elected. So in a nutshell, it can be said that Al-A'immatu min Quraysh, or the rulers shall belong to the Quraysh, then this narrative has a very specific background. It relates to the Quraysh who in the time of the Prophet, they enjoyed the confidence of the majority. And in the light of the Quranic verse, Amruhum Shura Bainahum, it was the Quraysh who were to be transferred the reins of power because they enjoyed the majority confidence. And of course, this meant that as long as they would enjoy this majority confidence or the confidence of the majority, rulers would be continued to be elected from among them. Once they lose this confidence of the majority, whoever the majority group is, he shall be elected, or rulers from that group shall be elected as the rulers of the Muslims. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.